Thank you for joining us on the New Bridge Radio Show. You can also catch us online at newbridgeradio.com. Find us on Facebook under New Bridge Radio Show or follow us on Twitter at New Bridge Radio. Now let's connect you with what's next.
Welcome back to the New Bridge Radio Show on WLTKDB Let's Talk. I am your host, Kevin Mackey, and I am very excited to have you along. We are broadcasting live at 5 if you're on the West Coast, and we are always grateful to hear from you. Tonight, the WLTKDB chat is up and running. We finally have our chat back up, and feel free to join us in chat. Feel free to ask us questions. Feel free to join as a guest or sign in with your Facebook account or sign in with an email. We love hearing from you. Also, if you would like to send us an email and tell us how you like the show on the New Bridge Radio Show, you can do so at thenewbridgeradioshow@gmail.com. Drop us a line and tell us how you're doing. We love hearing from you. We are excited about the show. We have a very special guest joining us, and this is a guest we invited on our show, on our podcast back in April. And to this day, it is our biggest podcast ever. And let me just take a moment to introduce Linda G, the Comanche psychic. She is a professional psychic medium that works in the Northern California area. And her sense of humor and calming presence have helped many of us through the day-to-day events of this crazy world we've been living in this year of 2020. I am so happy to introduce her to you and welcome her to the New Bridge Radio Show once again. Hey, welcome, Linda. I'm so glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm thrilled. You know, the show we had back in April, when we had you there, we were just doing a podcast there then, and it remains to this day to be the highest downloaded show we've ever done.
That's amazing. That's fantastic.
It is fantastic because you know what? We have gotten downloads from all over the world, including Senegal.
Wow.
Yeah, there were three from Senegal. So you are very, very popular.
Thank you. Yeah, I know I just hit 37,000, but someone told me that I'm in the news in Iran and stuff like that. So I'm like, what?
really?
Say what?
The news in Iran.
I know. I didn't want to do this, but my guides told me I had to. So when I did it, I figured it'd last for a few months, but it's been lasting for several years.
I know. And thank goodness, because you've been the source of calm in this storm we find ourselves in every week. And I look forward to it. I can understand people emailing you all the time when you haven't shown up. They're like, Linda, where are you?
Oh, I know. And when our poor, God bless her sweetheart, RBG died, I probably got 300-400 emails.
I can imagine you did, because if you're just tuning in and you've never seen Linda's YouTube channel, she has a little stuffed Ruth Bader Ginsburg doll behind her on her her table, and it's been there for maybe even a year or more, Linda.
Yeah, I got it from a friend of mine, and I just loved it. I thought it was so cute, and she fought as hard as she could fight.
Oh, I know.
She really tried to hang in there until the very end, and she nearly made it too.
She really did. And I remember in an interview, she was talking about doing planks at her age. And I couldn't imagine that. I can barely do planks.
I won't make it to her age.
Oh, I know. She was.
Because planks is against my religion.
Right. No planks. No planks for me. They're too tough.
Hey, but, so, you know, all those cancers, and she fought them all. God bless her.
I know, and it's an ordeal. You had mentioned in the last time you were on that you fought your own battle with cancer.
And yeah.
When you came back, all of your abilities were stronger. Isn't that true?
Yes, I always had a dash of it, you know, coming from, believe it or not, the chief of my tribe years ago told me that actually Native Americans aren't really into afterlife kind of stuff. They do talk about the great father and this and that, but he says we're really kind of frightened of it. And then I proceeded him to tell him about his dead mother. I was sitting in his office and he got totally spooked. But it was my grandmother who was very intuitive, and my mother was really intuitive, but she didn't like it. She would actually see full body apparitions, and she would get scared to death. So then my abilities after cancer, when I said to the world, fair enough, if you need me to go, I'll go, and basically gave up everything, then all of a sudden I had this ability that was so profound that even a deceased, the very first man I saw that walked through the wall of my office was a big, tall guy with crystal blue eyes and motorcycle boots. And his mother was sitting across from me. And she was sobbing, and I didn't want to look at her because I might cry. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me exactly how he died. He said that he had hit an 18-wheeler with his motorcycle. He said he died. He immediately came out of his body, but they had brought him back, and he saw himself in the hospital. He's standing by his body. He had a girlfriend. He had two children. He's telling me everything. And then he looked at me with those crystal blue eyes. He said, would you tell my mother I'm more alive now than when I had a body? Please tell her to knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa. In a way, I thought it was kind of cruel, you know, to tell her to knock it off. But that's exactly how he presented to me, because he wanted her to stop destroying herself over the end of what she thought was his life. Right. He was not dead.
Right. You know, that reminds me here. So I live here in Bothell, Washington, and we have a busy street here in Bothell called Bothell Everett Highway.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a street sign along a stretch of Bothell Everett Highway, and it has a homemade shrine on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like almost every other week it is changed. Like there's new flowers, or there's a new something. Like even at Christmas time, there are lights put on it. And when I pass by, I get such a sense of grief, such a sense of whoever is doing this, putting this there is just living in such a sense of grief. And do you find in your work that kind of holds the spiritual, the person in spirit back at all?
Yes, it does. And of course, we have free will, especially the younger. When children die, sometimes they get stuck on earth because the parents were grieving so hard for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very hard. How do you tell people in human form? Listen, I mean, unless they have the experience too, unless they've seen what I've seen, it's profound. It's almost like even me, myself, have no worries. I lost both my parents after my gift got even greater. And I saw them shift. I saw them on the other side, and I said goodbye, and I've never looked back.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird, because the comfort you get knowing that this is not the end, knowing that it's all karma too, because a lot of times we're supposed to come here only to do particular things, and then it's time for us to go. Mm-hmm. For instance, let me tell you another story. I don't know if I've told you guys this. Stop me if I have. Another time in that office that I work up, I saw a young man come through the wall. He had black hair and a blue suit and big old smile, and he's waving at me. So the woman that's sitting there, I look at him and she says, what? And I said, well, there's a man here. And he says, tell her I'm her cousin. So I says to the woman, this man says he's your cousin. And she said, cousin, kind of gave me a perplexed look, like, what? And I looked at him and I said, you're going to have to give me more than that. And he turned to the side and he showed me the Twin Towers falling. So I was like, whoa, I just saw he died in the Twin Towers. So she, the look on my face, she's like, what? And I said, he died in the Twin Towers. She goes, oh, that's my cousin's son. It's still her cousin.
Right.
You know, he's still a cousin. So he came specifically. He told me he knew, he was a newlywed when he died, that his wife had remarried and had two children and that she had lived on. But he was telling me to tell this cousin, please get a hold of my mom in Manhattan and tell her to quit mourning me so hard. I'm fine. And tell her I know what happened to my wife and tell her she's got to stop this. Because I guess she just never could get over it. So anyway, she called her. And the week later, she came back. She goes, Linda, she dropped the phone. She was so overwhelmed. But, you know, we can only give the message. You just hope that people will feel better, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Do you recall Harry Houdini? You know, Harry Houdini wanted proof of the afterlife so badly. He went and visited a number of, you know, he was very close to his mother. And when his mother passed away, Harry Houdini wanted nothing more than to hear a message from his mother. But, you know, he was so skeptical. And, you know, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who wrote all the Sherlock Holmes books. His wife was a medium, and she did a written form of mediumship. Like whoever was coming through, she would write the note. They would take over her body, and they would just write the message.
Oh, automatic writing! Yeah.
It was kind of, almost like modern mediums, but just in a written form. And so Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's wife wrote almost two pages from Harry Houdini's mother. And it was, and he took the pages, Linda, and just started weeping because he's like, surely this is from my mother. But you know what happened? He couldn't believe it after a couple of days because his mother couldn't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
So he started to question it. He's like, oh, how did my mother write that? She couldn't speak English. But he really had a hard time believing in spirit, right? And messages from spirit. And if he had just done that, just let that one little thing.
Well, the thing is, I get plenty of people don't speak English. And what I usually say to the client is, your grandmother's here, but she's not speaking English, but I can understand her, but she didn't speak English. And they'll say, yes, she spoke such and such. Uh-huh. And but I can understand them. I get the message in English, so to speak. They, you know, over there on the other side, there are no different languages, but they can tell you on Earth they spoke something different.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I even see the food they cook.
Oh, that's interesting. Now,
yeah.
When you see it, do you actually experience
it? I can smell it, yes.
Oh, that is so
A lot of times, you know, I even see women that could make hella good tortillas and certain type of pastries. And I don't know why, probably because I'm a foodie.
Right. The spirit people know how to talk to you.
Yeah, they got me because they're like, hey, Linda, come on over. We got some good chow down here.
I know they would be. Hey, I know what will make them know it's me. I'll give him my French toast recipe. They'll know.
Right, and lots of times I'll get like even grandparents or mother or father, but about how they could cook and how probably this person misses them because in the holidays they were the ones that cooked the meals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they'll bring that kind of memory up.
Yeah. Hey, we've got a chat question for you, Linda. Someone in the chat room is wanting to know.
Just don't ask how much I weigh. I'll tell you.
So we have a question from guest 737. And thank you for giving us your question. He's asking, is it true that our natures or personalities continue to be the same on the other side?
There is nature, personality that goes over. It's our egos that get flown to the side. Mm-hmm. When we go over, there's different levels of our entrance, so to speak. If you're on Earth and you're totally stuck in the Earth mode, if you're constantly thinking and sad and it's all about you, and it's what the, you know, you worry about the world, you come through on a different level and you grow as you're there. But then there's people who discover that if you disconnect from, if you become the observer of who you are, if you start to relax and understand, if you give away the reins and tell them, okay, you tell me, I'm going to stop trying to figure this out. Vibrationally, it makes you higher. That's what happened to me. Mm-hmm. I was so high after my introduction, so to speak. I couldn't sleep for 2 days. I couldn't eat for 2 days. So, you know, something was wrong.
Right.
But so basically the joys, like I'll read people and I'll know that dad was a crack up, or I'll know somebody was a quiet, kind of that silent, but would say something and everybody's rolling on the floor. I can see those types in the personality. There's a lot of people too that ask for forgiveness because they were kind of what you call snapper heads.
Right. I've known a few of those.
and they did, you know, they were just so, they just couldn't help it. But they release those bad habits and their true personality is there with them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Except the ego.
Right. You had an interesting story about Tom Petty. And mm-hmm. There is this video, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I had Kirsten Langston on. And mm-hmm. on her show, on her YouTube page, there's a video of you and her in the Portuguese Hall.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah, and the haunted Portuguese Hall. And when Tom Petty came in, he was smoking.
Yeah.
Do you find that is a frequent
occurrence? It happens all the time.
Where people
He's not smoking now.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
No, but it happens all the time. I can tell people when I go to look at their family, all of a sudden I'll smell cigarette smoke.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'll know somebody was a smoker.
Uh-huh.
Or used to be a heavy smoker.
Do you also pick up like perfume and people's cologne and stuff?
I have. I know. It's funny you said this because one of my first cases, there was a woman who wanted me to look for her mother or look at her mother. Her mother had died. They said she had epilepsy and she drowned in the tub. And so I'm looking at her and I held a piece of her jewelry and I turned to this girl and I says, your mother didn't drown accidentally. She was murdered. And she said, what? And then at that moment, we could both smell her mother's perfume. Both of us at the same time. So she's wailing. And I'm talking to her mother, and she showed me that her husband had taken her head, smashed her into the wall of the shower, and then pushed her in under the water.
Oh, my gosh.
He killed her. And then, so, right, I don't know this woman. We're talking. She says, you know what, Linda? Everybody suspected he killed his first wife.
Hmm.
But they dropped it. They had suspected that he had murdered his first wife. And I'm telling you, he murdered this wife, but he got away with it again.
Mm-hmm.
But I could smell her. I could smell hers. And I had a girlfriend that died when I was 17 of leukemia. And every once in a while, when I was laying in my bed, I was just a young girl. She'd come to visit and you could smell her.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I went to her gravesite. Almost 100-year-old friend of mine died. I was at the gravesite and I said, you know, why don't I run over real quick and check my friend out, Terry, who died when I was 17. So in the old days, I hadn't been there 20, 30 years. In the old days, I would go through and I'd say, Terry, where are you? And she would kind of let me know what, you know, she wasn't in the grave, but she'd let me know where to find her.
Mm-hmm.
It'd been quite some time. So I said, Terry, where are you? And I'm walking around and I'm like, not finding her. And all of a sudden I heard this man say as clear as day, how did he say it? He said, she has risen.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, what? It was like, there's no way she's going to come talk to you because she's not here anymore. She's evolved to the highest level.
Oh, wow.
And
well,
I went,
Linda, We're going to have to go to a run to a station break really quick. And then we have another question from our chat, believe it or not. So we'll be right back after this brief message from our sponsors. And we'll be back with Linda G, the Comanche psychic, our special guest. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Controlling transmission.
WLTK DB. Let's talk.
Magni Reiki is a full-service Reiki therapy center offering both in-person and distance Reiki sessions. Reiki is a gentle healing energy that can assist in clearing, repairing, and maintaining energy that is vital for optimal health. Reiki can also assist with anxiety, depression, and even addiction. You can schedule a Reiki session by visiting our website, www.magnireiki.com. That's www.magnireiki.com.
Going on vacation can be an overwhelming task. Let's face it, you want the best destinations at the cheapest prices, but where do you even start? The confusion stops now, and Mickey World Travel is exactly where you need to be. Ryan Wren, a travel consultant with Mickey World Travel, will take the reins and leave you with this instead of this.
No way!
From Disney cruises to Walt Disney parks, Ryan works hard for you and gets you that perfect vacation you deserve. Getting started is as simple as calling 615-815-5529. That's 615-815-5529. Or email Ryan at ryan@mickeyworldtravel.com. Ryan Wren and Mickey World Travel, making memories that last a lifetime.
Welcome back to the New Bridge Radio Show. I'm your host, Kevin Mackey, and I am thrilled to have you along. We are talking with our special guest, Linda G, the Comanche psychic, and I am thrilled that she's back on our show, on our live show, and we are having a great time. Right before we went to break, we got a question for Linda from our chat room, and this comes from guest 861, Linda. Their question is it possible to have a spiritual connection with someone even though you are meant to be in each other's lives?
What?
Is it
to have a spiritual connection with someone?
Oh, even though you are not meant to be in each other.
Thank you. I was like, what? Yes, absolutely guaranteed. Absolutely. It's usually a past life incarnate. There'll be this absolutely overwhelming feeling, almost an obsession people will get. Like, gosh darn it, I know him or I know her. And I have experienced it myself, absolutely. There's someone that I was so connected to that I met in the 1980s. We're still friends, but it never was meant to be anything but being friends. But let me tell you, it was like, don't you know who I am?
you know, I find those experiences too in my own life, and it seems like all of a sudden I'll have a conversation with somebody and it feels instantly like we have some sort of connection. Like the conversation is just so easy. Have you had that
really?
Where you're like, oh, there's just something about you. I know.
Yeah, something feels for. And you know, it's interesting for me as I've been doing this, and you can imagine that all the people that I meet and talk to, wonderful people. Lots of times when I'm doing my readings, it's like, we never read before, right? And then they'll say, no. I said, why do I feel like I know you? So I'm sure there's a lot of people I've run into in other lives that I'm meeting, you know, via my work.
Do you think that, do you think we have soul groups?
I think so. Oh, yes, definitely.
I kind of think that too. I have met a couple of people and I'm like, you know, they feel more like a sibling or something of that nature. I have someone who I went to high school with that I feel like they're my sibling more than just a high school friend.
Yeah, there's such a love there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's great.
I definitely believe it. So we have another question from chat. This is from guest 737. And it's interesting. Linda, do you ever work with police? If so, what is your best case?
Well, I actually don't work with the police. I work directly with the families. Let me give you a case. For some reason, I'm good at this. Actually, let me go through real quick two cases. First case, it was a woman whose son was supposed to go on a mountain hike with these two men. One was even written up in the magazines. He was the creme de la creme of mountaineering. Both the guys were missing all of a sudden. So she calls me in a panic. She said, "What do you see?" And I saw both of them dead. Mm-hmm. And I told her, "Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, but they're both gone. They want you to know they won't find their bodies." And do you know that was like 5 or 6 years ago, and they're both gone and they never found their bodies. It was an accident. Mm-hmm. One fell and the other one tried to help him and he went too. Then the other one was, I don't know if you guys remember, there was a woman and that had parked her car in Hawaii and went to do her normal job. And then she never showed up. And so they went and they found her car. They were looking for something like maybe she was kidnapped. What happened? They brought dogs. They did everything. Days had passed. So the family was desperate. And I looked for her and I saw her and I said, she's still alive, mm-hmm. but she's injured really bad. She can't get back. She needs help. And you guys better get out there and really search now because her life force is leaving her. And it was in on the news and everything. I told him that. I no sooner told him that. And then a helicopter found her. She had fallen down a ravine and broke her leg and couldn't leave.
Oh my gosh, that is lucky. That's, you know, that's divine intervention.
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't know why they're so good at that. I've never, somebody offered for me to help with some police stuff. A long time ago when I was in Colorado, a psychic gentleman said, "Don't ever work for the police because they'll assume you did it." So I guess it's a little bit of that fear. I don't know.
Right. I understand.
But I'm good with missing people. That I'm really good with. Not necessarily looking at a body and telling it how it died. More so, where are this one woman just recently. I said, I feel like he's like out to lunch. Like he has he's schizo or something. And the girl, the sister-in-law had called me, so she called her and she said they're gonna find him, but she felt like maybe he was schizo. She goes, "Yeah, he is a schizophrenic." She didn't know that, a paranoid schizophrenic. So she called me right away. She said, "Oh my god, you were dead on." And sure enough, she showed up in San Diego.
Oh wow.
So that's what I'm good at for some reason.
So, when you started doing this, when you started finding missing people, did you find it kept growing and growing? Like it was, like the universe was like, "Oh, let's get Linda." Cause I know, when you've mentioned a couple of people who've crossed, who found you immediately and said, I need help. Do you think that's the spirit working to, you know, direct people like, "Hey, this lady can help you"?
Maybe. Yeah, because I don't charge for that. That's something I do for free. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's missing someone, and unfortunately, though, you got to hear what I say, because sometimes I actually feel they're not here anymore. Mm-hmm. And I've told this one woman, I said, not only was he not here, they would never find him again. And that is true so far. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, it's heavy duty, you know, because you don't want to be playing with that kind of energy with other people's lives.
Exactly.
But for some reason, they've been telling me the truth. So God forbid I was ever wrong. So I have a lot of issues with that. I mean, what if I'm wrong? You know, but thus far, it's been right. As long as I clear out of my own head and I let them talk through me.
Exactly. I think a lot of mediums have that issue as well of, what if I give the wrong information? And sometimes it's possible because spirit people talk in a different way, don't they?
Yes. And sometimes I'm wrong on the time frames are very bad for psychics.
Right, Right.
Exactly. I've read people in exactly what I said happened years later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, or, you know, even when this woman took the police test and she didn't make it, she wanted to be a police officer. I saw her being a police officer. So she wrote me all upset that I was no good because she didn't pass. And I said, well, I know you're going to pass. It's just a matter of when. I said, try it again. If you don't get it this next time, I'll give you your money back. Mm-hmm. And so she did it again and she passed.
Right. And she was a policeman. And did she write you back after that, Linda?
Oh, yeah. She let me know. Right. I've had people say, I actually hung up the phone and thought you were just full of it. And then all these things happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And but if for some reason, you know, because we shouldn't, I'm not into, you should see a psychic all the time. I don't like that. I don't think people should use psychics to, you have free will. You make your own decisions. Maybe for me, being that I can see the deceased, maybe some comfort from the other side is what you need for the time being. But I'm not really into predicting the future, although I can, because, you know, sometimes we're supposed to be alive in the moment. We're supposed to be living.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Not be looking towards the future all the time.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question. After you, your gifts increased, were people around you surprised by this? Were they like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I can't really read for people I know too well. That's why people, what I'll say, you don't want to be my friend. Because the more I know you, the harder it is for me to read you.
Right. I remember you saying on your YouTube channel that you rarely hear from your own family members.
Yeah, I mean, oh no, I can't talk to my mom. You mean deceased family members?
Right,
no,
exactly.
Not at all. And I have clients I read that talk. Oh, I saw my mom last night. It's like, gosh, not me. I don't get to talk to them. But I also can't really read my own family members, living family members.
Uh-huh.
So it's better for me not to be close to people to read them.
Right.
And yeah. Again, I don't recommend back-to-back always getting readings. I just don't recommend it.
You know, when we had you in April, you told a story about your dad that made me laugh so hard.
Which one?
You told me about your dad when you became started doing readings and helping people. He said to you, remind people what he said to you.
Oh, he said, she can't even get her own life together. What the hell is she doing telling another?
That made me laugh so hard.
And I'm telling you, I had famous people. Famous, yeah. Even today I do. But back then, you got to remember, too, I was more in the ego. I was my... my event occurred in about 9 years ago, and mm-hmm. I've been changed ever since. So my readings are even more spectacular. But back then I had the gift, but I used to get paid, be picked up by limousines, taken into the San Francisco to read all these people. And I'd bring home wads of cash and leave it on the counter so my dad could see it, because he's like, bah, humbug.
I can imagine. Your dad must have been quite a character.
Well, he didn't believe in God. You know, he was atheist. Both my parents were atheists.
Uh-huh.
But yet I saw Christ when I was 8 years old. So go figure.
Yeah, that is me. You were you a psychic child, Linda? Did you like see things when you were young?
I felt angelic forms around me. Mm-hmm. I even shared one of my angels. I shared an ice cream and her teeth marks were in it.
Oh, wow.
I know that sounds weird, but and you're the first person I've told this story to. But I remember being up in Santa Cruz and I could feel her. I could feel this woman around me. And I lifted up my ice cream. I said, do you want a bite? And then when I looked back down on it, there was a bite mark in it.
Oh, wow. That is interesting.
But I saw Jesus when I was 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
Full living color, technicolor. It was a full-on experience. And then it was hard to explain it because my mother was raised in a convent, but she was very mad at God. So I was trying to tell her this man came and he was this and this. She goes, oh, that might be Jesus. I'm like, well, who's Jesus? And then when I'd go to all the churches with all my friends, the neighborhood kids, Presbyterian, Catholic, you name it, Bible study, this Bible study. And I'd be listening to them and I'd be saying, wait a second. That's not the man I saw and heard. That's not the love that I felt. he was unconditional. So the whole stories that they were presenting, some were good and yet some were real judgmental. I'm thinking, nah, that's not the Jesus I know.
Right. And that is such an amazing story. I love that. You got, without knowing anything about him, you got this authentic view.
Authentic. I mean, I was on the other side. I'm going to tell you right now. I could feel the wind in my face. I could hear the humming. They say it's almost like angelic voices. Now I think it's more because the vibrational level was so high. So I was probably at one of the highest levels visiting as a child. And he stood there, you know, and opened his arms to me, smiling at me. Mm-hmm. And he scared the bejesus out of me. And I knew that it was important. This visit was important. I knew I had something to do on this earth. Of course, I always thought I was Academy Awards, Best Motion Picture, that kind of stuff. Right. I thought I was going to be famous because I was going to be Hollywood. Little did I realize that it was going to be helping others help themselves. That's the best gift you can give in this world.
Exactly. And boy, I got to tell you, you have really helped a lot of us. We've got a couple more questions from the chat for you, Linda.
I like questions.
I know. So we've got a one from Guest 737. They're asking, do our loved ones' souls move on after a while, or do they continue to stay in our immediate proximity?
Well, that's interesting because, again, I'll take you back to Terry, my high school mate. It was probably 40 years. And when I went to the grave site, I heard as clear as day, she has ascended. So ascended means she's at the highest, highest form. And then when I found her grave site, her father was laying next to her and he hadn't been there. So the man that talked to me could have been the father. But sometimes they decide to stay. Sometimes they'll stick around. They do their funerals. I've had a lot of people say, you know, they were walking through the house. I could feel them. Mm-hmm. My parents, when they died, they just exited stage left.
They're like, we are done.
Right. But my dog Moochie, the only dog I ever owned as an adult that I had to put down, that dog stayed with me for quite some time. I could see it in full physical form.
Yeah, I have a dog in this house that I'm in now that is from someone else, and it shows up every once in a while. I'll catch a glimpse of this particular dog, and my dog can see it.
Oh yeah, that's interesting how they do. Listen, there's a show called Paranormal. I think it's on the Travel Channel. I think it's Paranormal Experience. If any of you guys get to catch the last episode, there is a woman that had a video in front of her house, and a deer got hit. And the deer tried to struggle to get the side of the road in, and you see the deer go down and die. And you literally see its soul energy coming out of its body.
Oh, wow.
It's one of the most spectacular things I've seen. I recommend anybody can watch Paranormal Encounters, I think, is the name of it. Get the episode, the last one they just had, and it's the very first one, and you can see the deer soul energy literally leave out of its body.
Oh, I'm going to look for that.
On camera.
I'm going to look for, because I love watching that kind of stuff. I think that now that we have so many cameras everywhere, we're catching all kinds of things.
And this other guy in his basement, they showed, oh my God, I've never seen those dark forms, you know what they call, those black, they're really black, but there's a word for them. He heard noise in his basement and he went, looked, and he took his camera, and you can see it's dark, and you can see the outline of a black male walking on camera.
Those shadow people. That's it.
It's called shadow people.
I saw a shadow person in the parking lot of my work one night, and it moved really, really quickly, and I was like, oh my gosh. But
I can remove negative energies, and I used to do a little ghost hunting. I don't deal with that as much anymore because I just deal with the living.
Right. Right. I understand. Hey, Linda, we have another question from the chat. This one is interesting. It comes from Guest 861. Linda, what are you foreseeing happening to our beloved planet, Mother Earth, Gaia?
Oh, well, Mother Earth's got quite a ways to go, but it is shifting. I've been saying this on my show since the beginning of last year. Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy ride. A lot of flooding, a lot of shifting, a lot of earth changes, but not Armageddon where millions of people are dead, you know, in a minute. Think about this virus that we're lucky that even though we got over 200,000 dead, it could have been like the 1917.
Right.
And we should have a vaccine for that at the beginning of next year. I do see a decent vaccine coming out.
Hey, yeah, you know, that reminds me. So you've added an addition to your YouTube channel every Sunday. You want to talk about that a bit?
Oh, that I get guilty about people having to pay for something for me, but I have this thing called members that YouTube offers, and it's on, and so I do a live feed with the members, and I was hoping maybe I'd get like, I'd love to just do live on my show. Just say, hey, everybody, I'm here. But that would be 37,000. And there's just no way I could read all the comments. So what I did is YouTube offered this deal. You have to have over 30,000 subscribers. And they have what they call a live feed. You can do live feed. And unfortunately, well, maybe fortunately. See, I was hoping I'd get 100, 200 at the most. Well, I have 560 or something like that. But I can be more intimate with everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, I can see their questions, answer them, a lot of beautiful comments. Everybody's saying hi to everybody. It's like a group. And I sit and do live.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, you have the best followers.
Oh, I do, huh? Aren't they fantastic?
And these people are kind. When you came on the show last, they left the kindest comments. I was just very touched by what a lot of them said. It was great.
And listen, I got to be careful if I complain. Like one time I said, well, somebody said I was not a realist enough or something. And oh my God, I got 10,000. Well, just tell him he can take a boat to China.
Well, you just had a birthday, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
What was interesting is, you know, you got so many people sent you a lot of stuff, didn't they?
Oh, my God. So do you watch my show then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I didn't realize you actually watched it.
Yes, I actually
do. Oh, thank you. So you saw the pictures. I have to go through it with a fine tooth comb because I want to write everybody and thank them.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
and
boy.
People are so generous. And I always say, please don't send me anything. Give towards something. Mm-hmm. Give towards, you know, to feed people. Give towards something. Because, you know, it's just, you're just too kind. But I got so many RBG things. It's amazing. I got keychains. I got masks. I got dolls.
And I had such a great time just watching it, all the stuff, because you had kind of put it off going to Angel Heart.
I know. Well, I meant to get out there, but, you know, I don't have to go as often, and it's quite a drive for me, but
yeah, I know.
I can't believe I went every weekend out there.
Right. Right. It seems weird, the world we have built for ourselves since the quarantine, right?
I know.
It just, like, we're never going to be the same after this, ever.
Like, no, somebody, this whole thing, the whole energies have changed. Yeah, did you see the video I did August 17th? And I was at Angel Heart. And I'm talking away, right? I'm talking away. And all of a sudden, I stop midstream. You can watch it. August 17th, last year. Not this year, last year. Uh-huh. 2019. And I stopped midstream. I said, hold on, hold on. My guy, I was already like irritated. My guides were interrupting me. They want you to know there's going to be a virus. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of people wearing masks, and it's not coming from the United States. It's coming from a different area. It could be Europe. And then I proceeded on with what I was talking about.
Yep.
I realize that one little blurb was going to be huge.
Yeah, amazingly huge.
So yeah, there's so many changes going on, but we are going, the Earth always wins. You don't mess with Mother Earth. She always wins. So she will shake it up, fix it up, and she will treat us good if we treat her good.
Exactly. You know, I remember maybe early spring you had gotten this energy, this message from Earth saying, you know, just take a moment and put your bare feet on the ground and just feel.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that something?
It really was something.
And I did it. I did it. I was in the backyard and I put my feet and I thought I was going to be lifted off. I felt like my whole body was going to go straight up in the air.
Yeah, exactly. There was definitely something to that. There was definitely an energy that did that. Which, speaking of that, in this craziness that we find ourselves in, Linda.
Yeah.
How do you kind of reconnect and block all that stuff out?
I breathe and I become the observer of the thinker, like Eckhart Tolle says. I become the observer of the thinker. So you have to literally turn off the TV, mm-hmm. step out of the madness and breathe. Just put your bare feet on the ground and connect, because this too shall pass. They mm-hmm. always telling me that. Mm-hmm. In fact, I even heard at one point from, who was it that came through to me? It was somebody important who's deceased. And he said, it is finished. So in other words, we're ending something and beginning anew.
Oh, you know who it was? I think
who was it?
Wasn't it the Archangel Michael? He was dragging a sword behind him?
Yes, but he said, it is finished. So yes. In other words, this stuff is just the end of this new beginning. Because even this virus serves a purpose. Even Donald Trump serves a purpose. All of this is something we're all bouncing around thinking that we're out of control, when actually it's part of the game plan. And so just know it'll be better. We're awake. This thing has woke up everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's just really fantastic. And the wonderfulness of people. And yeah, people are a little tired of, because people are struggling. They don't know if they can pay the rent. They don't know, you know. They're talking about removing our health care. And my guides have always assured me, don't worry, things are going to work out fine. So in other words, it's almost like just pray for the best. Just know, I know that sounds like kind of a perhaps lackluster, you know, just be standing in this energy of your bare feet on the ground. Connect to the universe in that way. And vibrationally, there will be peace.
Exactly. You know, Linda, I'll give you a helpful tip that I just discovered.
What?
So you know that Tina Turner is a Buddhist. And you know she recorded a Buddhist chant album? And
no.
I am not a Buddhist myself. But I found this little album that Tina Turner recorded. And it's Tina Turner doing the Lotus Sutra.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. So it's a tip for you and anybody else, you know, if you're having a bit of a trouble and needing to calm down, there you can go to YouTube and just search Tina Turner Buddhist chant. And that should bring it up. Or just Tina Turner Lotus Sutra. It is, I got to tell you, it's beautiful.
I'll try it out.
There's several other singers in it, and I apologize. I don't know them as well as Tina Turner, but it is just the most calming thing ever. And, you know, it will calm you right down, especially, you know, because there are days and afternoons where you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe this happened. Well, we have probably time for one quick question from the chat, Linda. Uh-huh. And it's from Guest 737, and they're asking, have you received any messages from Notorious RBG?
Not yet. She's too soon over the other side.
Yeah, I kind of thought
she's too soon. I don't even try to pick up people who are just recently deceased. Like, I wouldn't pick up on that basketball gentleman. Everybody wanted me to look at him that died in the plane in the helicopter crash. I said it's too soon. You know, there's a lot of famous people, even Marilyn Monroe, they don't like to be bothered.
Yeah,
you but I'll try that. Her later. I got to give her some time to readjust on the other side. But you know, may I make this comment too, that the thing that I want to tell you that has changed me vibrationally is that knowing that which is like unto itself is drawn. Mm-hmm. So you cannot create what you're not. And the only way vibrationally you can be a match to what you want is by getting out of your own way. And that means breathe. And like you said, listen to the mantra, just be separate, be right. connected to what we call the God consciousness, the Godhead, or whatever they like to call it. It is a vibrational energy that enveloped me and just made me high as a kite for days. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. It really is. And I have been, they invented this thing, Linda, called a muse. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's a little band. It's a little band you put on your head, and it measures your brain waves.
Oh.
And you meditate with it. And
I don't think they got a band that's big enough to get around my head.
Well, they have one that fits around mine. So surely. And you know what? It's the coolest thing because it's got a little app and you listen to it and it's a rainstorm. But what you try to do in your mind is you try to make the rainstorm calm. And the little headband measures your brain activity. And the calmer you make your mind, the calmer the storm gets.
Interesting.
Until eventually you start to hear birds chirping. And when you hear the birds chirping, that's when you know you're calm. But when I first started doing it, when the birds started chirping, I would get too excited and make the storm come.
But that's a really good way to practice getting, you know, out of your own way.
Yeah, yeah. I've tried it for 30 days now, and it does make a bit of a difference. I'm not as angry with my coworkers.
Oh, that's good.
It's been a blessing.
You've got such a calming voice, and who knew that you were such a snapperhead?
Right, right. Such a foul-mouthed snapperhead.
And remember what I say, if you breathe three deep breaths every day, three huge deep breaths, just do that every day for 30 days, you'll notice a shift.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's always about bringing yourself into the present moment.
Right.
It helps out so much. Well, Linda G., I cannot thank you enough for coming and being a part of the New Bridge Radio Show. And on the most important day of the year, because you know today is the first day of autumn.
Oh, whoa, I love autumn.
I know, it is my favorite.
It's my favorite time.
Favorite.
And you're going to have my friend Sterling on.
Oh my gosh, Linda, I am so excited about having Sterling on. I actually had a pre-interview phone call with him.
Uh-huh.
And he is the nicest guy ever.
he's absolutely fantastic and very psychic, but doesn't come off like that. You would think he was just a regular business Joe Blow, you know. He just hears it and he says it.
I know. He's exciting. I can't wait to have him. And he'll be on your show this Sunday, yes?
Yes. Every Sunday is Sterling Day.
It's Sterling Day. It is fascinating.
We call it Sterling Day.
I cannot get enough of it. Hey, Linda, I can't thank you enough for coming and being on our show. I know you have the craziest schedule.
I do.
You work 7 days a week.
Well, actually, I cut that down. I actually start getting Mondays off recently.
Okay, well, don't contact Linda on Monday because she works hard.
Don't contact me on Monday. But I have two friends that are dealing with two heart attacks yesterday. One coded twice and one is on ice because they had a hard time bringing him back, so they don't know if he's going to make it, but I'm on call for two. So
I will definitely send some Reiki. Hey,
thank you,
Linda. Thank you so much for being our guest. This is going to wrap it up for the New Bridge Radio Show. If you've come along the whole hour, I can't thank you enough. It has been wonderful having you. Thank you, chat room, for all your questions for Linda G. And we have had a great time. We will see you next week on the New Bridge Radio Show. Our special guest will be Dr. Whimsy here on WLTK Let's Talk. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next week. Goodbye. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Linda.